the from Ramosha, who handles the shayla about what the shear of yichud is. Ramosha says like this. The share is kedei shear of bia, which is the share of kedei lutzlus beis of luguma. And Ramosha has a chiddush that he adds some time to this. He says noisif al there sashir. They have to get undressed. They have to get back dressed. Someone's going to walk in the middle. They're going to see them in such a situation. So Moshe adds time, not just as man of deal, even though going to get your sight as man of deal. Here he adds some time to get undressed. Undressed, he adds a little time to that also. And Moshe goes even further. And Moshe says that what the Gemara in Sait is talking about, where a person says, don't be disgusted with a certain total lady, don't be disgusted with a certain man. So obviously, there was a reason why he gave that as Hara, because he was nervous they were going to have a relationship, so they knew each other. But here he says, as man of Yichud, it takes time. You don't just walk over to a lady, okay, 1, 2, 3, and that, it takes time. So you have to be faster, so that takes a little time. So if you don't know the lady at all, maybe the share should be even longer. So even if you can tell me that the lady is a Zayna, so you also have to make up a price, you have to figure out exactly. It doesn't go that quick. So Moshe says that there's no shear exactly how long it is, and each situation Moshe seems to say that it will be a different shear. Moshe doesn't give a shear as to how long Yichud be, but Moshe then done his double portion. A, that there is a shear, and B, it says that there's no, the shear time is depend on the situation.
The vehicle is impacted, it doesn't have video, so they did the security.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
How long is this video?
So that's the Ramosha over here saying a few chedushim. But first of all, Ramosha says that there is a share of yichud. So that obviously the tasha is that's the direct series of the chashas sibos benisha. So it's 1, 2, 3. There shouldn't be a share. So that and Ramosha even starts off the tshuva. Vada yikas share that's the yichud. The chibos benisha. Afterwards, the deraisa, even though it's a deraisa, become like it's a yichud b'shvulta. Ramosha is clear that no, it's a yichud b'shvulta. But let's go into aside for 2 minutes into what the shear of yichud. So Ramosha says that the shear is, he says, first of all, you have to give, if you know the woman from before, if there's man of Bia, which we'll see in a minute, plus you add on to that a certain time that you have to, you know, if a person walks in, you're not going to be dressed properly, so to get undressed, you have to add a certain amount of time. And if you don't know the woman, then Ramosha doesn't know. A lot of people are going to disagree with Ramosha's second part. The Ramosha says that you have to, that the shir yichud is, you have to be mefater, and then he says you don't find such a chilut. And they say in Cain every isha is different, there shouldn't be a shir. So they say that for double posha that there is a shir of yichud. And just the fact that there are places, there are Sameach like that, I hold that there is no shir yichud b'chal, even though a few seconds, there is no shir yichud b'chal. But the Ramosha is an Amazon that there is a shir. So I saw that different places can give different manam as to what the shir should be. Same terms, the yichud brings from Rabbi Yashav that the chatzchibel is till 1 minute. So 1 minute is that. B'diavad, he says a minute and a half. So that's a very short share. I saw from Moshe Sternberg, he writes 2 minutes. I saw from Nothing to Stanley, he writes 3 minutes. I saw from another sheet from the Minchas Kislev, he writes 5 minutes. And he says, well, B'diavad can be same up to 5 minutes. So again, the share of Yichud is not clear as to what it is. The Chumrah, if someone wants to go to Chumrah, it's a minute, it's a share, 35 seconds. But the Chumrah, we ask that 1 minute, and that's one, so the math minute, the share of a minute. Now this is a very common mistake when people hear that there's a shir of yichud, that they think that you're able to go into a room and to be enclosed in a room with a woman, that you're going to be out before that time. Remember, Rav Shlomo Zalman in a tshuva, right? So that's not the pshat when you say that there's a shir of yichud, that you're allowed to be less than that amount of time. It's mutter. We'll see in Askamina where it does play itself out, but it's not pshat that less than that amount of time. It's mutter. The Mishnah Shlomo Chelik Aleph Siman Tzadi Aleph is like this. And the come up and there is deity. The chol shayichu b'makim shem kein yichel mahashes shom kishir tumah. They have the ability to stay in seclusion to till the shir tumah. Ozik a mamish is shayichu deraisa. Shazam says the mamish is shayichu deraisa. A kol rega v'rega shem yachad. Gam lufnei shishom kishir tumah. Even before they already reached the shir tumah, they were already over the itzim. The lab b'shira tell him out. The tell you milsa. The chayin, he says, even if nulachu be'emsa, even in the middle of the time they ran out, shir tumah filach kvar overal isa yichu v'tichin kaparah. So they need a kapara. He says if they intended originally to stay there amount of time and punk someone walked in, so they would be able to give them malchus even for that small amount of time they were together. So Shem Zaman and they saw the same thing from Yashav. They say that the Vada, so this is very negative. A person wants to go into his house, so there's a cleaning lady in the house, his wife is not around, there's a cleaning lady. So a person is going to go in and lock the door. You know, again, if you leave the door open, might be able to have the pesach door, shut the rabbi, we'll get to that house. A person is going to lock the door, and now he's in the Masa Viva. Even if he's going to leave before a minute, According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, according to Rav Yashiv, it's even this is the raisa of Yichud. It might not be necessarily the raisa because what I tell you might be the case that I gave might be only the Rabbanan. But the Yisoid, if it be Neishlish, it will be necessarily the raisa. So rather, someone has to be necessary. People say that the share of Yichud, people think that they have a certain amount of time to play with. But Etzim, in reality, they really don't. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman and according to Rav Yashiv, there is no time. Besides this, if Yichud is even if it's a few seconds, if you have the ability to continue to stay in that situation without breaking the Yichud, the Isra of Yichud is according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, according to Yashiv, right away. And where does it play itself out? It's the case of an elevator. That's really where the shir plays itself out. A person goes into it, and that's where all the places can discuss it. Moshe has a tshuva on this. Shazaman has a tshuva on this. All the places can discuss about an elevator. And that's where they discuss the concept of a shir. An elevator, and again, I don't know that they were talking about the types of elevators that we have today that has the ability to open on any floor. As I mentioned earlier, if it has the ability to open on any floor, and you don't know how long it's going to be, you're not in seclusion, because it could be. Yeah. So they discuss about the elevator is going to go, and then buildings in Manhattan have like an express elevator, goes up a lot of floors. So there's a certain amount of time, so how long could you be the massive of the Yichud? So there would be totally the shirim that we said. That is a machloek that the place is chatzi shir is also in a Torah. If you have a concept of that, so not a problem. They all seem to say that it's not a problem with the elevators. They give different reasons, either because if it's going to open in less than a shir, the whole iser, it's a different type of iser. The whole iser is to be nitiyachin. It's not considered yichud. Rabbi Yashar says as far that chatzi shir we hold it with serufa. You combine it together. Over here, if the man is based on the fact that you can be mizana with her, so you can't be mizana two different times. It's not going to doesn't pass chodu with serufa. But upon a benegayah, an elevator is a mokum to be machmer. Rav Oldman says that a person should be machmer on an elevator. But right post him them on. And if you're going to be in an elevator under the amount of, again, depending on which post you know, from that ranges from 1 minute really to 5 minutes, depending on which, and according to Moshe, it will be much longer. But there, we must have someone to go into a massive of Yichud, even in an elevator, based on this concept of the ship. Let's go back now to Moshe. He mentioned for Moshe that he says that one's now to go to a taxi together with one man and one woman, based on the fact that it's going to come with the Chibut Benishik. When they get all the person that's discussed a share, obviously it doesn't make sense that there's a share, and Moshe himself says in that Shuvu that Chibut Benishik is not. So it's kind of a fascinating thing. Felder said that he looked at the original Shuvus from Moshe. He said, you know, this is from the later Shuvus, where people say that maybe there was people played around with it, he could be Simech on it. So he picked this Shuvus, where Simcha Bun Mekom, he had the original Shuvus, it was written to him. He went in this very long tshuva, it has 22 different, he went to check this tshuva. And he said he noticed that Rav Moshe himself asked this. He said everything was quoted accurately, but in the margin of this thing, there was a haggah that Rav Moshe wrote. And the haggah goes like this. Mashuk asaf is Rav Moshe's lashon. Shem isha tzarech lisa b'taxi litvel, isa bal ima, chash yichah jach b'derech karov, le'yichol b'derech yishloch this shash. Says my kavanah wasn't to say there's an issa yichud mamash. But my kavanah is shabal torah lochash kam lozeh. There might not be an issa yichud. If he dicta kalocha, there's no issa yichud. But he's still saying the baal should be nervous. The baal doesn't want his wife in the chibuk v'nishak with a tax job. He should be nervous about that. So in liach bein ha'akam shem prutzim b'yay, it's like the dakti v'loshen. I thought it wasn't the dakti v'loshen that I would imply that there's an issa of yichud. But Moshe is saying that you should be nervous even when there's no issa of yichud. This is on the margin. I don't know why they didn't print it. But upon Moshe writes himself as the dakti v'loshen. But there's an important yisoid of this Moshe. Moshe is saying that even the makom where you get out of it, technically there's no issa yichud. Fine. But the might you have to use your seichel. The Baal wants that his wife should have the Chibuk Benishak. And Rosh explains technically there is no Isser of Yichud for Chibuk Benishak because the type is not as strong. Or he says because the Shash of Yichud was only if it can be noble bond of Mamzerim, so we're nervous about that. Rosh has different reasons why we're not Chayish for Chibuk Benishak. But you have to use the Seichel, you have to avoid situations where it can become the day of the Arayas as well. And that's, and this is an important Yisoid all over. I'm dealing now with a friend of mine who's unfortunately getting divorced now, and the Yisoid of what happened, what caused the whole divorce, but his wife went to a physical therapist. His wife went to a physical therapist. Now the situation, there's kosher of yasher, the office is very makbe that they make sure there's no issur of yichud. The bottom line is, there was a relationship. Now, you want to know if he did the kalosha, was there an issur of yichud to go into the situation? No, there was no issur of yichud. You have to use the cycle. If you're going to a physical therapist, who is conflict between a man and a woman, to go to, for that a woman should go to a man's physical therapist, it's something that's just wrong. They have to use them, and this is the gay is not a secret. Sometimes, you know, you get caught up. It's mutter, also. It's not only a question of the dicta kalacha, what's mutter, what's also. You have to be nizer and shake. Obviously, you end up in trouble. The rise, you mentioned the first week, the more you take a and the more that people have. And a person should try to take precautions using basic seichel as to what he has to avoid. About kapanim, so it comes out from Ramosha. Ramosha saying is that there is no iser yichud mamish. But the avada person should use a seichel. But Ramosha, when it comes out in Askamina, Ramosha says if it's a parah. Or, and so Chara, he writes in this Agol, he says, Sholimiach b'na akam shem prutim v'yotze. Now in the other tshuva, Yigrat is talking about an ahagna, he says clearly it's a Yisrael or a guy. So it doesn't, based on what this Agol, probably means that the chash is when it's a parot. The Yisrael is a parot, or Nachri is a parot. So again, if you're going with a person who you're not chayish for chlal, then you can be able to Yisrael. And if you're going with Malkam Karas, then you don't have to be chayish for this Nuk Shash. But Malkam with a parot, you're going, the woman's going to go with a taxi driver, a guy for sure, or Yisrael who's not the parot. So now, the one should be taken into account, the Ramesh says that even though it'll be dicta kalacha, there might not be innocent yichud, but a person should be innocent from this as well. There's another tshuva from Ramosha, which Ramosha comes up with another chumra ben negeya going in a car with a woman. That, this one is in Simon Samachet, it's Gimel. So, like this. Lisa yachad anisha ben a car lachatzila vade in lahata. The af sheikin is the also tale of derech hagadela, shishon naitzim. Af laila harbe mechanit, af hu efshir lahasib med a derech hagadela derech ta. Ramosha creates a new chash. There's a chash, even if he's going on the road, with a lot of cars, he might go off the road, and he go to a side road, and the video will come to be over the Islam. And Ramosha says clearly, this is not, he's saying that this chash is not the ikka of Hina. They see he has in cases where the person's gonna, you have a neighbor's wife ask you for a ride. You're gonna tell them, no, I can't give you a ride. They're gonna think that you're a tsarayan, you're not, but that person, you can't give me a ride, I'm looking for a ride. There's cases rather than in the mountains, which you'll see, I think is predictive. The mountains where people are shia to ask for rides. They're gonna say, no, I don't wanna give you a ride. You're gonna, so he says, when they cover them, so Moshe is saying there's a chash that you might go off the road. And Moshe is saying this is not making the deal because the matter is if someone's going to look at you as a bad person, and even if they don't know you, they're going to think that you're a Mishaleva. Moshe seems very inclined to be matter, but he suddenly is saying that he wants to be matter. Now, but that's in the Chumrah is a tremendous Chumrah because you don't find any place else in the Yichud that will chayish that you're going to do an extra step to become into Yichud, the Moshe. A person's in a room with the door is open. You don't find a shash, a pesach, or a that you can't be in such a room because maybe you're going to come to lock the door. According to Ramosha, the same way I could take the car and I could drive off to the side of the road, the same thing should hold true. Every time the head of pesach, or a should be also. Because you're going to come to the car and you're going to go lock the door. And it's possible that there is no sort of shash when you get pesach, or a rabbin. So, clearly, you have to say the kavana of Ramosha is, but you're in a car, you're traveling someplace, you're going someplace. So, there, he's going this way, he's going that way, make a turn here. So there, Rav Moshe held that it's more shchiach that someone would go off the road in order to go someplace. When he's already in a car and he's driving someplace, he's going to make a decision where to drive, so he might decide to go off the road and come to the day of Yichud. Again, it's a tremendous chiddush for Rav Moshe. Rav Shamzan Taka says, in a car, you don't have to be nervous about this, because he says what we said earlier, so I need to pass it. So Rav Shamzan seems to be, there's two tshuvas. One place he likes to see, the second place he Taka says this taina, and he seems to be mad. So again, a person, l'chatchilo, as Ramosha says, the cheshman, the advantage should try to be nizer, but as Ramosha himself says, but the avid zicha, a person could be making, the frat, other poskim don't seem to bring this new chash, and then in Svara, Ramosha is saying, we say that a big chiddush. I did also heard, and this is an extra Svara to make from Rav Felder, he holds that this halacha is only true in a gaya, it's not in the country, in a place where it's very easy to pull off to the side road. It's in the city, the person going to drive out of the city to a place that's secluded, no matter that, that's chash. Even Ramosha will be murdered, even the Chanan there, it could be even the Chatchilu, as long as, with Elchuv, as long as it's not dealing with a parrot or a guy, and it could be even the Chatchilu for someone to give a woman a ride. Let's go back to what we mentioned from the Ramot. The Ramot says that the Derech, there you need three people. So I saw from the Sefer, Teresa Yichud, he wants to say that today you don't need three people but then. He says, why? Because the chash is going to have to go to the basic. He's saying he's going to end up in seclusion. Today we don't go to the side of the road. When someone's going to pull over, it's going to be by a rest area, it's going to be by a place where there's other people around. He's not going to end up in such a sort of chash. Today, he says, we're welcome to it. A person does not have to, could go with what, to go with two men and one woman to go, even if they're going to be secluded, because the person, the derech is not to pull off on the side of the road. Now let's go to the other zina of Belilah. Belilah, neither a mosa as halacha is if you have two men and one woman. The halacha is that it's not enough at night. And if it is, the shasha is before in the rivet. The shasha is going to fall asleep. If one of them is sleeping, then another person will have opportunity to be mezana with the woman, so it's obliged like yichud one on one. So here also, even though it says there are more the lashon of Laila, so I sort of person them on first of all, Laila doesn't mean when it turns shkiyah sahat. Laila means when it's the derech of the time for people to go to sleep, that's when you have to be nervous about it. That's out. The bays, which is a much bigger kula, is it says if let's say someone goes to a visit, two men want to go to one woman, they're going to visit. So there's no chance they're going to fall asleep. They came to visit the person, they don't have anything, they're going to go to sleep in such a case. They saw on the same terrace the yichud. And also that the meikel, the halacha also is meikel in such a case, and they say that there will be mutter even though it's at night. So there's no chash that they're going to actually go to sleep. So then there's no the chumra of the ramah, the din of the ramah. You need three people. It's not negaya in most cases. Where is it negaya? And this is a case that we mentioned last week. I don't know if I was clear in bringing this point out. Let's say a person, we said last week, a person wants to go visit his grandmother or his mother. And they're older people that they have an aide in their house. So if you stop going to visit them, even if it's at night, so then we don't have a problem. But let's say you want to sleep over there. You want to stay overnight, and you need to sleep over there. So there we mentioned that even though the halacha is, and we'll get to in a minute, that two women and one man, that's them, is also. But if it's one of them is a mother, so then it's mother. But if it's a common time where it's at night, then the mother's going to go to sleep. So there is a shash that you can be one-on-one yichud together with the aide. So there will be also. So a person has to be nizam. This is unfortunately people are sometimes initial. That if someone's going to go to visit an old parent and all that, and the makom which doesn't have a husband, almana, and she has an aide, so you have to be nervous to sleep in such a house. Again, if someone is faced with a situation, you should ask a shayla. There might be different attendants. Depending on the situation, they might be able to give you different ifanim to how it should be mutter. Or be a seder. You want us to be nervous. And we mentioned over here from the in the Gemara and the Ramah that by night you have to be chayish. The shomer is going to fall asleep. So anytime you're coming to the fact of the shomer, you have to be nervous about this. Okay, now let's just go quickly about the next halacha. The Ramah continues. The yesh matirin. The Mishnah we said mentioned that it's also for one person to be nisyachet with two ladies. Now what happens when it's not two, when it's three, four, five? Is there any hetter at all? So that's in this machlokes rishonim on this. Rashi shita is that it's mutter for someone to be nisyachet with, for one person to be nisyachet with three women, unless it's iskayim imanashim. He's isak imanashim, which means it's his whole business is in the nashim, the mechapa for him, so then it's awesome. But if I'm a regular person to be nisyachet with three women, then there is no isak. She says it's not like this. And Ramah says, Vyeshma Tirin, Ramah's paskening that it is mutter. And it seems to imply that it's mutter. The Maaseh, even though the Ramah says, Vyeshma Tirin, we're not samech on this, it's not going to be samech on this. The true from the Marsham, true from Ramosha, true from Rav Ozna, all of them say that even though the Ramos is Yesh Matirim, the Maisim Iker Adina, unless it's Mamash Shachat Chad, and this someone should ask a Shaila, they're not Soymach on this Ramah. Yashiv seems to say that a person could be Soymach on this Ramah. Ramosha, the Marsham, Rav Ozna, and a lot of other players can seem to say that one should not be Soymach on this. And the Isra of Yichud would apply with even three, four, five women, as long as there's only one man, it would be an Isra of Yichud there as well. I want to go off topic. We don't have time to go into the next leaf. The shayla that if some people want to go back to Chesha Mishpat, after we finish Yichud, we'll go back to Chesha Mishpat. There's a shayla there that a bunch of people over here is what happened after this storm. So a lot of shaylas have come up. And one of the probably the most common shayla was that what happens if my neighbor's tree was knocked off and it fell into my rishos? Who's responsible to pay A for the damage which I've made? And B, who's responsible to remove that tree? So that's when I remember that about 3 years ago we did cover this partially. I'm not going to test anyone to see if they remembered it. But that's when the Mishnah, it's not a Furish and Shechan Aruch in this, but the Mordek Machoik is Rishonim on this. The Mishnah says that if the Shas Nefila, something fell, there is Zichar at Yepata. That's by the night, a person has a tree. He's entitled to have a tree in his rishos. A wind comes, a real shayna matzia comes, and knocks it down. He's not responsible for anything that happens with Shas Maisa. The Gemara, the Mishnah does discuss that if you see a tree that's very weak and it's about to fall down, so you have to give him a straw. You'll see it's 30 days, Maholikas, if it's less than 30 days, that's an astrology, it's embezzlement. From that, they should tell him that he has to remove his tree. If he doesn't remove it, then he's going to be responsible because he blinds with Mishaya. But in the absence of that, the person's entitled to have a tree, he doesn't have to expect the storm, and there's really nothing he can do about it anyway. The storm is coming. So not, the other law is that it blinds in Einus, Mishast, and Afila, and anything that gets damaged while that fell down, that is the Chabbatah. The interesting child is who is responsible to remove that tree. So the other law is like this. The Mishnah says, Mishahoya Chaisel, Samad Logina Chaver. Someone had a wall which was next to the garden of his Chaver, the Nafa, and then the wall fell down. V'amalai Pnei Avanacha. I told him, I want you to remove your Avanim from my field. V'amalai Hegiacha. I don't need them, you can keep it. So the law is, Ein Shemalai. We don't listen to him. So Taisus asks, Akasha, and they're dead, why don't we listen to him? The maskin is often like Alfilas Oynes. The halacha is like this: if someone was walking in the street and his niska, he fell down, and he broke his, he was carrying a calf, the calf fell down, and it's broken or shattered out of. So the halacha is that if I masker the calf, they don't want to collect the broken pieces. The halacha is the maskin is also la'achan Alfilas Oynes is poter. If someone goes and trips on that calf after, after his masker, he poter. So the halacha says, what's chat over here? What the Mishnah says, Ein Shemaloi, what's the difference in the halacha? Sagt der Gesagtheit, es hoch aus dem Mutter kommen stammt, der eine Mensch geben. Kedamine mit gemar, gemar zum vor, a person wants the stones are valuable. A person wants the stones. And really that he told him the giacha, because he wanted him to pick it up. And he's going to say, I was just joking, give me back the stones. He wanted him to work and that. So the taste of the mavur, but what would be if it's taka, he wants to mask it, then it would help. So it comes out that one of the trees today, no one wants it to be broken that tree. No one needs it for firewood for the amount that he's going to cost him to have this tree removed. So according to the sheet, the law is that he's not responsible to move it. And it's based on the story the mask in the zonk of Lach and the Filos Oynes is parted. That's what comes out from sheet of Tosis. However, the Tosis Rosh over there brings down this Tosis and he adds a second Tosis, the Belim Nero, Shein HaKosher Klon. And the story is he makes a big, he differentiates between the two cases. And when the cat went and fell on the floor, smashed now on the floor. Now, what's the hazard that could come, that potentially could come out of that? Someone could come and trip on it. So as masker is before any damage occurs, there the hefka works. Mashenkin's up there, in the case with a tree. Where's the damage? The damage is there already. It fell into the other person's rishus. Now he can't use his feet, he can't use his salt, he can't use it. So here the hezek already occurred. Look, the Rosh, that once the hezek already occurs, I can't be masker. Now the case of the Rosh is, and some say on Medayik, it has to be that I want to be mishtamish with that part of the field, and now I can't use it. So here it's a mamash hezek that occurs with Shas Maisa, so now I can't go and be mafka. So it comes out, it's machoikas, this halacha will be totally this machoikas, the Rosh and Tosfos. According to Tosfos, it says mashma that I can be mafka in the Zogon field, even though the hezek is already there with Shas Maisa. The Rosh is mechadish and who you say, this. Now, Ladina, it's interesting, Shach Maruch just brings out halacha in Shem, and no one discusses it. The only, I found two people discuss it, Chazanish, Chazmish. Bring that machoik to Shana. It doesn't seem to be machia the way. I found a Meridik Tshuva in the Maria. They printed over a Tshuva from Rabbi Didi Tavel. He lived about 200. The Tshuva was written over 260 years ago. It says like this. It says, Vishnat Tovkof Yodalad, Kishinisra Fahir Vain Bi Yisrael. It's talking about the city of Prague. The whole city burnt down. Vayadorim Atachtainim. The city burned down, so there's a lot of rubble. The whole house collapsed. So the people who lived on the bottom told the people who lived on top, you know, get all your wood and get it out of here. But the masker will make a shul to you, a masker. Later it will give you a shtah, whatever you want, the chesim, a shul, there's not a house. Zokter, the marty, the das tosis. According to the Tosfos we just mentioned, the din is the Shein Malyonim. Well, that Idach Poskim, he brings this Rosh. He also quotes a Rambam, which I couldn't find which Rambam is referring to, but he quotes that the Rambam Shita like this Rosh. That Idach Poskim, the din is Tachtainim. Ve'en Yechol L'Salak Atma. L'Anir Naiti Fezayt. Yesh L'Hayris Kedivrei. Seems to Mechriya like a Shita of the Rosh. Ve'chein, and this is more powerful than just what you said, Ve'chein Ha'yum Meirin, Meirin Ha'roh Poi Prag. In the era of Prague, after this fire took place 250 years ago, it seems like that was the psak that they gave out. Now again, this is what they said when they passed in over there. But they spake away nafka. My circle said it's a machloekas rishonim. So, getting back to Cheshmish, but you don't have a hachroz and a lot of things. So, my circle is going to be a spake of dina. It'll probably be a moist mechavel of a raya. Again, the person's dealing with his neighbor. It's probably not kedai to fight with him. It's probably kedai to work it out. 2 minutes. That's Ikar Divina. Now, I saw a Seif, I wanted to say that there's a din, not Tzidei Shemayim. Even though you want to say Ikar Divina, your partner, according to Tzidei, there's still Chivot Tzidei Shemayim. You still do Halacha and Shechan Aruch, that the Halacha of Maskin is off of Lach and Afilas Oynes, that its partner is only Bidei Yodot. Bidei Shemayim is still a Chivot. When he's 90, it's not a Tzidei. Because there's a big problem with this whole Halacha. The Halacha is when someone's tree or his wall falls into the next person's Rishos, so there, So Tais seems to imply that the mazik that we're dealing with is the mazik of bar. The mazik of bar is potter on kalim. Everyone knows about the bar which damages kalim is potter. Karka is the same din as kalim. That's posher than anything that's not a person is nichol and kalim is more. Karka is more Tais. Kalim is a, so that's there should be no chiva bar. And once you take out the chiva bar, there's no way to mechayim. What's mechayim the person to remove his thing? On the what mazik is it going to fall on them? So the etzim, Chazanish asked his kasha. Chazanish is bothered by his kasha that the chayra should be potter on the kelim. I found the Yitzhar Na'ur, the Perish HaMishnayas, he also asked his kasha. And the Hagov is the same character of the Chazanish, that it's Taka Nochiva Bor. It created a new mazik called Nitzke Shchenim. Nitzke Shchenim is a thing. Once you deal with Nitzke Shchenim, the Halach is much broader, you can say whatever you want. The Halach is that there's Nichol, Kelim, that Halach, and again, doesn't rule against Shechar, but if the Halach is Nitzke Shchenim, and not in a bar, so you lose the whole yisoy to say that I say the shol tzu that masks up feels. You have to say that they were damer halachas together. Say the shol tzu that halacha, but to say that the chivah to shemayim just as the chivah bar according to the chazanish, so we mock up to say not like that. And nice of other, I saw different teretz of Rav Ber has a different teretz on this kasha. The only ones I talk about is Rav Ber and the chazanish. Rav Ber brings from someone Rav Shemir Bitzal. Bitzal, I don't know who it is. He says that, and this is a very negayel halacha. He says that that we say that bar is potter on kelim is only the ikar divina. The chiyuv of the shemayim, and this is very negative when they park cars and you park it illegally and then someone else hits it, so it's always a tour because the other car is kelim, so you're potter. So Rav Ber's mechadish is the din lots of the shemayim, and his makor is taken from the halacha. He says the makor is because here we're dealing with a bar, as it's more intense, and there's a bar, and I said mostly the chiyuv of the shemayim. Now to say that there's a chiv lotz shemayim on another chiv, the whole din is only lotz shemayim. There's a chiv lotz shemayim on another chiv lotz shemayim. Torah chiv if you read that. So again, ikar d'dina going back to the etzem shaila, ikar d'dina it's the machlokes, Tosfos and the Rosh, and l'maaseh with the cycle of nachka, it's probably ikar d'dina is much better right, but about someone dealing with his neighbor should be in the fashion. I would think.